ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, imagine this. You grow up in regional Victoria, see pictures and tapes of Jeff Thompson, think, yeah, that's how I want to bowl. And then you get to play WBBL as a teenager. And then you've never been to India, but you get picked up in the prized Women's Premier League auction. That's the life of Millie Illingworth. Small of stature, who bowls the Jets. Millie, well done. And all of this ahead of a big derby as well today. How are you feeling?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm a bit nervous. Always, derbies are always great fun. And now we've got such a fierce rivalry against the other Melbourne team. So it'll be a good one. Again, we won the last one. But yeah, always nervous coming into a derby.
Can we put that on the back burner for a moment? I want to ask you about your Thursday night, because that's when the auction was on and it pushed into the early hours of Friday morning. So can you tell us about what you were doing when you knew that you were in the pool and watching bits of the auction? Take us through it.
Yeah, well, I had a couple of friends over. We had some dinner and we watched the first half of the auction, and up until about 11:30, and then I had my name called out, and then I went unsold. So I went to bed, and then woke up the next morning to heaps of text messages and that sort of thing. I'm oh my God, what's going on? I got picked up a few hours earlier. So it's a huge surprise and shock, and going to bed thinking I hadn't been picked up and then waking up a Mumbai Indian is pretty cool. So yeah.
Mumbai. What goes through your heart when I say you're going to play for the Mumbai Indians, Millie? You're going to play cricket in India.
Yeah, I'm like, obviously it hasn't sunk in yet. Like I'm still sort of taking it all in, but definitely didn't expect it. And just super, super grateful for the opportunity and to be alongside the likes of Shabnam Ishmail, who's one of my idols. I'm just so excited for it.
Well, you've mentioned her name because she's sort of the comparison, because she's not a big person, is she, the South African speedster, but she bowls really quick as well. So if anyone to compare to in women's cricket, she's someone that I'm sure that, as you said, you've looked up to, not just for her accomplishments, but the fact that she bowls quick and she's not big, just like you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're similar in a lot of ways, Shabs and I, but yeah, it's definitely similar in height, I definitely aspire to be as quick as her when I get a few years under my belt. But yeah, she's top draw, Shabs.
You're hearing from Millie Illingworth, Summer Grandstand, live from the Australian PGA at Royal Queensland. Quentin Hull with you on ABC Sport. This young woman bursting onto the scene as a teenager a couple of years ago, and now headed to the WPL. I'm just wondering, have you been in touch with your folks? What's their reaction been like?
Yeah, well, I funnily enough, actually, I called Dad as soon as I found out, gave him a FaceTime. It was about 6:30 in the morning. I told him, and he's like, "You didn't get picked up. I watched you go unsold." And I'm like, no, I did. I don't know how, but I did, not knowing that there was even a retention round. So, it was pretty funny. But, I think he was as shocked as – probably more shocked than I was. So it was pretty crazy.
So let's get this right. You knew that there was the sort of the second chance going around, but went to bed assuming that you weren't going to be picked up, right?
Pretty much, yeah. And I don't really know much about the auction, and how I'm not a very close follower of the auction, so I didn't really know what was going on, but I just sort of assumed I didn't have another chance. But I was lucky enough to get picked up again.
If you are unaware, this is one of the first mega auctions in the Women's Premier League, as is the case in the Men's IPL. Every couple of years, there's a period where basically the teams can retain up to about 5 players and the rest all go back in. So, for example, we've got the likes of Meg Lanning, who was formerly at the Delhi Capitals, now playing for the UP Warriors. And I know she plays in the opposite coloured Melbourne strip now, but you were a former teammate of hers when you played for the Stars, Millie. I'm sure there's going to be some questions and conversations over the next couple of weeks trying to soak up anyone who's got experience over in India.
Yeah, absolutely. I caught up with Soph Molyneux this morning. I ran into her and we had a quick chat. And Meg's obviously in Vic colours as well. So I'm eager to hear what she has to say about it. And obviously she's had so much experience over there, and just from a cricketing point of view as a whole. So yeah, I'll be trying to lean on anyone that's gone over there, and just trying to get a feel for it. So yeah, I'm so excited.
And just before we get to today's game, just track back a little bit. When was the spark of this dream to become a fast bowler?
I'd started from a pretty young age. Like my dad was a fast bowler, and I tried fast bowling, but I'd always do it with a bent arm. So that's when sort of Jeff Thompson came in, who's notorious for his action. Dad showed me clips of him on YouTube and told me to bowl with a straight arm, and started really slingy, and I guess it went from there. But
So have you met Tomo?
No, I haven't. I think he's watched one of my games in the Big Bash, but I didn't get the chance to meet him, unfortunately.
Quite a character. I'm sure if you ever get to meet him, it'll be quite the conversation. Look, Millie, it's amazing, and no doubt it's in the future. Though let's look to today, because it's a huge game against the Stars, who certainly are putting together a really good season. We know that you guys are the reigning champions. You've been on either side of the red-green divide. What goes through your mind when you think of a Gade Stars game?
Yeah, it's a big occasion, obviously. And as I said earlier, we've got lots and lots of players who have switched over from green to red or red to green. So just makes the rivalry even fierier. And I guess everyone's super excited, and there's a lot on the line for our season especially, but we also want to stop the Stars' run of form as well. Once we're all friends, but once we cross the white line, we're not as close. So, yeah, it'll be a great contest, and I'm really, really excited for it today.
And what differences have you experienced? I mean, you're still a young cricketer and everything seems quite new, but the Gades have been a team which has struggled, yet put together a great season last year, and you're the reigning champ. So now you have that pressure and expectation. How are you feeling season 11's experience compared to season 10?
It's really cool. We've got the same group of people, so vibes are the same. We're always got each other's backs, even when we're not doing so well. And I think the fight that we've showed in games that we might have not gone our way has still been really good, and we've still got a lot of belief, and we probably haven't put our best cricket out on the park yet as a full performance yet, but it's definitely coming, and we're not far off it. We're super, super excited to get the derby underway.
And, of course, you can hear that on the ABC Listen app. We'll keep you updated here on Summer Grandstand, but that pink ball WBBL button bringing you all of the action of the Women's Big Bash League, which is really starting to get towards the pointy end. I don't want to embarrass you, Millie, but can you tell me, what do you know about Mumbai? Do you know anything at all about that heaving cricketing mecca?
Not a lot. I just know that they absolutely adore cricket. They've got an awesome fan base, so I'm super excited to get amongst it and immerse myself in it as well. So, yeah, I'll be taking everything in as much as I can. I'm super, super excited.
Home of Sachin Tendulkar. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that if you're going to go somewhere in India. I mean, I'm sure you would have taken any opportunity, but what an opportunity for you.
Yeah, I'm super, super lucky, and I just cannot wait to get started.
Well, we'll let it settle on you, and obviously good luck today. Let's hope that your form and the Renegades form continues. It's a pretty important game, and the Hurricanes have slipped up a little in the last week or so. So even top spot, which seemed out of reach for a few teams, now comes back into play. Awesome news about getting your chance in the WPL, and we'll look forward to seeing what you can do this afternoon.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Thanks for having me.